Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new supply chain report claims that a blood sugar sensor will be included in the Apple Watch Series 7 when it's released later this year. With health applications being a major selling point of the Apple Watch, it has long been expected that Apple would want to expand the device's medical capabilities. The company added an ECG functionality to the watch in 2018, including AFib detection, and last year saw the addition of blood oxygen capabilities with the Series 6. So a blood sugar sensor would be an obvious next step. The American Diabetes Association estimates that more than 10% of Americans have diabetes, and that over 26 million of them are undiagnosed. Adding a blood sugar sensor to the Apple Watch could play a hugely valuable role in prompting formal testing, diagnosis, and treatment. The report comes from ET News, a Korean supply chain outlet, and it says that Apple is developing the blood glucose measurement function for the Apple Watch Series 7 coming this fall. Apple has reportedly secured the related patent technology, and it's focusing now on ensuring reliability and stability prior to releasing the technology. At this point, it's not clear whether the existing infrared sensor on the Apple Watch will be able to also act as a blood glucose detector. You can already buy affordable home test devices that sync to your iPhone or Apple Watch, but these rely on a small pinprick into your finger. The current focus, and Apple's focus, is on a non-invasive device for detection, and this can be achieved via infrared sensors. Apple has made new health features a tentpole of almost every major watch release, so it makes sense for this year to focus on blood sugar measurements. We expect more Apple Watch Series 7 rumors to gain traction over the coming months, and we'll be sure to share them all with you right here. In other news, Apple has announced that longtime hardware executive Dan Riccio will be transitioning to a new role where he will continue to report directly to CEO Tim Cook. Not much is clear about this new role, and its description is quite vague. Apple simply says that his new role will focus on a, quote, new project, and that his official title will now be Vice President of Engineering. John Ternus will be taking over Riccio's previous role as the Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering. We've seen Ternus take a much bigger public role at Apple over the last few years, appearing on stage at multiple keynotes, including the Apple Silicon event just a few months ago. As Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, Ternus will now also report directly to Tim Cook, with Riccio taking a backseat to focus on this new secret project. There's always a chance that Riccio is on a path towards retirement, but isn't quite ready to leave Apple yet. We've seen that before, like when Johnny Ive and Phil Schiller stepped into more ceremonial roles. As for this new project that Riccio will be working on, it could be anything from the long-rumored Apple Car or even Apple's VR or AR hardware devices. Rumors of both of these projects have started to pick up quite a bit of traction recently. So it's possible that these executive changes have something to do with those projects advancing into later stages. Riccio is a longtime Apple veteran who has worked on many of Apple's biggest hits, so if these projects are indeed moving along, it's possible that they require a more hands-on approach from his leadership. Ultimately, we don't really know what Dan Riccio's new project is or just how extensive his new role will be. But it'll be interesting to watch and see how much we hear from him as the years go on. Rounding out today, Apple has officially unveiled its new Time to Walk feature for Apple Watch and Apple Fitness Plus subscribers. Apple says that Time to Walk offers, quote, an inspiring new audio walking experience on Apple Watch for Fitness Plus subscribers. Essentially, Time to Walk allows users to immerse themselves in a walk alongside influential and interesting people as they share thoughtful and meaningful stories, photos, and music. Apple explains that each Time to Walk episode is shaped by the guest's personal and life-shaping moments and is recorded while walking outside or in locations that are meaningful to them. There are 4 Time to Walk episodes available today, with guests including country music star Dolly Parton, NBA player Draymond Green, musician Shawn Mendes, and Emmy Award winner Uzo Aduba. Apple says that new Time to Walk episodes will appear in the workout app on Apple Watch from a different guest every Monday through the end of April. The episodes range from 25 minutes to 40 minutes long and are available in the workout app on the Apple Watch as well as in the Apple Fitness Plus app on your iPhone, and from there you can load them to your Apple Watch. But an Apple Watch is required to use the feature. Once a Time to Walk episode is selected on your Apple Watch, a walking workout will automatically begin and you can go at any pace that meets your fitness level. For Apple Watch wheelchair users, Time to Walk becomes Time to Push. Finally, Time to Walk requires AirPods or other Bluetooth headphones to be paired with your Apple Watch. Once episodes are downloaded, a Wi-Fi or cellular connection is not required. You can manually download new episodes or toggle the setting to automatically download and add the newest Time to Walk to your Apple Watch. Workouts will then be downloaded and added to your Apple Watch automatically when it's connected to power and Wi-Fi. We've got a full detailed guide on how to get the most out of the new Apple Watch Time to Walk feature at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.